Mixing with Murder, Fran Varady, Book 6. Written by Anne Granger and read by Kim Hicks.
Chapter 1. When I was very small, not more than 3 years old at a guess, some grown-up figure took me to the children's playground in a nearby park. I wish I knew who it was. Even now, nearly 20 years later, I'd go and find her and give her a piece of my mind. I know it was female, so wasn't my dad, but it wasn't my grandma. It ought to have been my mother, because this was before she walked out on us all when I was 7 years old. But to my knowledge, my mother never took me to the park, or anywhere else. In my one clear mental image of her before that time, she's sitting in front of the mirror of her dressing table, carefully applying lipstick. She's wearing a dress in shiny green material. She smells nice. I think she's beautiful. On that day in the park, however, I think I must have been with some older child in whose charge I'd unwisely been put. There were other people around, but they were, I suppose, totally occupied with their own small children and unaware of me. My memory serves up a background of shouts and laughter, dusty trees and trampled green grass with many bare worn patches defiled by dog dirt. Against this urban idea of an open space, my temporary guardian hauled me up some steep, slippery metal rungs, and we found ourselves at the top of a long slide. Not the little slide for tots, but the big slide for older children. It gleamed in the sunshine, polished and silvery, a torture machine of the first order. Arms wrestled me into a seated position at the top, and a voice commanded, "Go on, down you go!" I was petrified. I clung to the raised metal edges. I was sure I was so high up I must be near the treetops and the birds, but I was too scared to raise my eyes from the ground far, far below. It looked very hard, unwelcoming and unstable at the same time. It lurched about in my vision, rising up and sinking, waltzing from side to side. The rims of the slide didn't look high enough to prevent me toppling out sideways. As well as dizzy, I felt horribly, painfully sick. I've disliked heights ever since. "No!" I screeched. "Oh, stop making a fuss," commanded my kindly carer, and gave me a hearty shove. My clinging hands were ripped from their desperate grip. I hurtled down, wind whistling past my ears at a speed I'd never experienced before. At least my outer shell did. My inner organs, heart and stomach, seemed to have remained back there at the top. I was powerless to do anything about it. I wasn't old enough to know what death was, but I was sure I was rocketing towards a final end of some sort. I'd never come out of this alive. I'd never go back home and see my family again. It lasted seconds and seemed to take hours. Then I reached the bottom and was caught in someone's arms. I was lifted from the slide and stood up on my wobbling legs. Belatedly, my heart and stomach caught up with me, and I was sick, really sick, as only a small child can be. My carer was furious. "What did you do that for, Francesca?" Above my head, a battle soon raged. "Well, I'm not going to clean her up. You've got to. We can't take her home like that." The park keeper arrived, stout, angry and red-faced, and joined in, probably furious at the possibility of the park being sued. I howled. I was taken home, still howling, and there was another argument, the air filled with yelling voices, while I stood in the midst of it all, snivelling in my vomit-stained clothes. Then Grandma gathered me up, took me away to be bathed, and made everything right again. It would be nice in the adult world to have someone there who'd walk in when everything was going wrong and make it come right. Pity it never happens, except in detective stories, I suppose, when the detective does the sorting out. My experiences of detection have not been like that at all. There are always loose ends, or ends which are tied up in unexpected or not altogether satisfactory fashion. Life takes a hand and plays odd tricks. I sometimes think the most unwelcome gift a genie could grant anyone would be that of being able to see into the future. Looking back is difficult enough.